In Twilight of the Gods, you talk also about a gigantic underground site in Egypt. Tell us a little bit about this, because that sets the stage for a lot of other things here.
Every tourist visits Egypt and sees the Great Pyramid. And some 15 kilometers away from the Great Pyramid is a place called Zakara. Zakara is known by the Step Pyramid. Archaeologists say that this is the oldest pyramid in Egypt. I don't believe it, but that's another story. It's not important. Now, under the desert, under the sand of Zakara, some long chiseled out tunnels have been found. These tunnels are some kilometers long, and they are so large that you could drive in with a normal car. But these tunnels are chiseled out of the rock under Zakara. Sometimes they even have double stories, so it's complicated. From the main gate under the earth, they are inches left and right, some niches inside. And in these niches are the most gigantic sarcophaguses which the world has ever seen. It's absolutely crazy. The lower part of the sarcophagus weighs about 80 to 100 tons. And they have a cover on it, and the cover on it is about 20 to 40 tons. All these sarcophagus down in the subterranean caves. And what was inside was absolutely not understandable to nobody. You see, it was expected that these gigantic sarcophagi would hold the mummies of all kinds of animals, mostly of a bull, because in ancient Egypt they had a secret bull which was called the Apis bull. So when the sarcophagi were opened, it was a stinky mass in there with black bitumen. You know, bitumen in Germany, we call it asphalt.
Right.
So this asphalt was taken out, this bitumen was taken out, and in this bitumen they found thousands and thousands of little pieces of broken bones, but bones of different animals. And now the story becomes complicated and a little longer. I think we have to do this with the next step.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Because this sarcophagus now, when you say that they were animals, why did they make it so big?
You see, this was really the shock. In ancient Egypt, there was a holy bull called Apis, but never they found a mummy of the holy Apis. There were mummies of other bulls, of normal bulls, but not of the Apis bull, because Apis bull was not a usual bull. Apis was created by the gods. Apis was not created by a sexual intercourse of the usual way. So right. Apis was holy. So it was expected that in these gigantic sarcophagus, we would find the mummified bulls with the name of Apis. But there was nothing inside. Now, in ancient Egypt, not only the pharaohs were mummified, every sort of animal was mummified. Even fishes, even scorpions, dogs, crocodiles, birds, it doesn't matter what animal. Every animal was mummified in Egypt. Why? Because they believed in rebirthing, but that the body, that a soul, we will call it a soul, that a soul could be reborn again, the old body has to be preserved. Now we have a situation that in this sarcophagus, there was no mummy. There were broken bones, which is contradicting completely the ancient Egypt belief in reburning. How do we explain the situation? This bull, this Apis bull, was not burned on earth. Apis was an artificial monster. You see, every tourist in Egypt knows the Sphinx. What is the Sphinx? The Sphinx is a monster. The Sphinx is a hybrid. The Sphinx has the head of a human, of a pharaoh, and the body of a lion. Similar thing happened with Apis. Apis was a monster. It is described in ancient writings as a monster. So it was an artificial creation made by genetical design, and not just the normal bull as the other bulls or animals were on earth. So sometimes these so-called gods, these extraterrestrials, they disappeared again. Their job was over. But on Earth, we still had these monsters like Apis. Not only Apis, but others too. These still monsters were living around. Now, the old Egyptians were afraid of it. As long as these monsters were alive, they were not allowed to touch them, to kill them, to eat their meat or everything. So they waited that these monsters die on a natural way. And after the monsters were dead, they destroyed their bones completely. They created underground tunnels. They created underground niches. They put these broken bones into these gigantic sarcophagi. And to be sure, they covered the bones with bitumen. Bitumen is black asphalt. And they made a gigantic cover of 40 tons over it. They want to make sure that this monster would never be reborn again. So Saqqara, with the underground tunnel, was not a holy place for the mummies to be reburned. It was the contrary. It was a prison.